news team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review. I'm Michael Arney. Well, as they work to reach a new contract with City Manager Darwin Watson, the Benton Harbor City Commissioners this week voting to terminate his old contract. Monday night, that vote was unanimous in the contract that was originally reached in February of 2016. It had expired February of this year, but had been extended month to month as the commission was working on a new deal. And they approved a new contract in October, but Watson still hasn't signed it. City Commission Personnel and Finance Committee Chairman Edward Isom telling us the commission's move Monday night was needed as the body seeks to negotiate the new deal, and Watson remains the city manager. But Watson, for his part, telling us he has no idea if he still was. Mayor Marcus Muhammad also wouldn't give us a definite answer because the contract itself says if it's ever terminated, he goes back to being the Department of Public Works manager. Isom says he's still in the city manager's role, and the next step is to work out the kinks in the October agreement and move forward. Former Michigan State University President Luetta Simon charged with lying to police in the Larry Nassar scandal. Michigan News Network Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick has the latest.
Former President Dr. Luetta Simon, who served for 13 years in that post, facing two felony counts and two misdemeanor counts for lying to the police about her involvement and knowledge of the Larry Nassar situation. These are serious charges. 4 years in the prison if she's convicted. The Attorney General's office, which has been silent since August on its investigation, now making news with the arrest in Eaton County District Court of the former president of MSU.
And she will be charged, arraigned on Monday. A Grand Rapids grocery chain this week buying Martin Supermarket. Spartan Nash announcing the purchase earlier this week. No sales price disclosed. Deal expected to be complete in the first quarter of 2019. All 21 Martin's locations in southwest Michigan and northern Indiana, including stores in St. Joe, Stevensville, and Niles, are part of the deal. The name will not change. Spartan Nash currently owns 139 stores. They run them under the names of D&W Fresh Market, Family Fair, Family Fresh Market, BG's Grocery, and Dan's Supermarket. For the most recent fiscal year that ended in July, Martin's had over $450 million in net sales. They've got about 3,500 employees. City officials in Benton Harbor are still waiting on results from water tests after elevated levels of lead were found in 8 of 35 homes recently tested. Monday night, City Manager Darwin Watson said comparing Benton Harbor to Flint isn't fair or correct because the issue in Benton Harbor is not a citywide problem caused by changes to the water system itself.
In Flint, it was completely, everybody had to deal with it. It's not the same here in Benton Harbor.
Watson says residents can still get free kits to get their water tested.
We have given out over 200 of them. We're waiting the results, and then we will be giving that out as well.
City Commissioner C.F. Jones said Monday he's wondering why it's taking so long to get the results back when the problem with 8 homes was announced nearly a month ago. Mayor Marcus Muhammad said his home was tested, came back with 0 copper, 0 lead. Governor Snyder making a major request before he's out of office.
Governor Rick Snyder wants state lawmakers to approve $371 million in new general fund spending before he leaves office, including additional money to facilitate plans to move an oil pipeline into an underwater tunnel and fight drinking water contaminants like PFAS. Governor Snyder made the request to lawmakers last week, just ahead of the lame duck session, which will start next Tuesday. The administration is expected to negotiate the budget bill with lawmakers when they return to Lansing. Officials say the state has extra money because tax revenues have been higher than expected. Ingrid Kelly, Michigan News Network.
Allegan County Sheriff's Department asking for everybody's help identifying people who try to use a stolen credit card at the McDonald's restaurant inside the South Haven Walmart. Tell us they're people of interest in a car theft. Department releasing surveillance photos of the men. They say a 2007 blue Honda Civic was stolen from the side door convenience store just north of Allegan around 7:30 Monday morning. Around 9:45 in the morning, the men tried to use a card belonging to the victim of that theft at the McDonald's in South Haven. Anyone with information on those men has to call the Allegan County Sheriff's Department. The United Way of Southwest Michigan gearing up for another Bid United online auction. It'll be next week. Bid United is a totally online auction with a wide variety of items and services up for grabs donated by local businesses. Here's United Way spokesman Ryan Cheevers.
We've got some great packages. Once again, some stuff from Whirlpool. North Pier is auctioning off a beer brewing experience. We've got some co-hosting opportunities with three great stations in Y Country, the Coast, and News Talk 94.9 WSGM.
It tells us some of the items you can get are unlike those available on most other auctions. They include things like a mystery box.
There's a Stevensville package that includes some stuff from Watermark, Full Circle Cafe, Red Coach Donuts. It's a lot more fun and more interesting than your typical auction.
Bid United runs from Monday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Friday. The goal is to raise $5,000 for the United Way of Southwest Michigan. More info online, uwsm.org/bidunited. The estimated cost to upgrade a waterway near Lake Michigan, in Illinois, jumping by more than $500 million.
It's all about keeping Asian carp out of the waters of the Great Lakes. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been planning to install an electric barrier at the lock and dam at Brandon Road near Joliet, Illinois. The original cost of $275 million has now ballooned to nearly $780 million. That change is over expenses for environmental mitigation, also other revised costs, and a new proposed bubble wall, which, like the electric barrier, would help keep fish to one side of the dam. Jason Scott, the Michigan News Network.
The Four Winds Casino donating 1,200 food baskets to those in need for Thanksgiving this week. Casino Vice President of Government Affairs Scott Brewer telling us employees asked the casino to purchase the items, and they packed them up and they sent them out on Tuesday.
We usually team up with Feeding America and look at different places. So, for instance, there's some that go to Benton Harbor through Children and Family Services. There's a food bank out of Decatur, Michigan. There's a church with a food bank in Marcellus, Michigan, St. Joe County, with the Northern Indiana Food Bank.
Brewer tells us the baskets each had a 12-pound turkey, potatoes, green vegetables, cranberry sauce, and a pumpkin cake. This is the fourth year that Four Winds has handed out Thanksgiving food baskets. They also do it for Christmas. John Sinclair is a Michigan-born artist, author, activist, cultural revolutionary who famously went to prison on a 10-year sentence for two marijuana joints in the 1970s. So we asked him for his thoughts on Michigan voters finally legalizing recreational marijuana, a cause he spent decades advocating.
John Lennon joined a movement to free Sinclair from prison, wrote a song for him, and performed at an Ann Arbor rally to free John. Days later, the Michigan Supreme Court set him free. Michigan marijuana laws were changed. He says he's happy about the legalization of pot, but it wasn't what he would have ordered. He wants to totally free the weed, he says, and he says we should have a universal human right to legally use whatever drugs we choose.
I believe in the legalization of all drugs, getting the police out of all our heads, period. Get as high as you want on whatever you want. Pay the consequences if you must, but not jail, not losing a job, not being hounded from your living quarters, not losing your government stipend. That's what I believe in. Smoke weed anywhere, anytime, have coffee shops like in Amsterdam.
Sinclair says the marijuana legalization proposal should not have regulated pot like alcohol, because alcohol is a toxin. It can be fatal, while marijuana does no harm.
Why are we saying that we can't smoke weed in public? Let them say that. Why are we doing this? I don't get it. Why are we saying regulate like alcohol? That's the last thing in the world we want.
These days, Sinclair stays active with poetic musical performances, writes, and does an online radio show called Radio Free Amsterdam. Doug Cunningham reporting.
And that is the week that was for this Thanksgiving week, November 23rd, 2018. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.